Hello?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. This is Jasmine returning your missed call for home care services, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How can I be of assistance?
Well, I've called you before, but something happened. I can't remember what happened. I had to stop with you guys. A lady named, I can't pronounce her name, but I can spell it to you. I talked to her. She texted me. Chaya.
Oh, Miss Chaya?
Yeah, I talked to her, and I'm trying to get my brother to help me out, because he's a power of attorney for my mom.
Okay.
And he's helping me to be a home care provider.
Okay. We can assist you with that.
And I think I talked to human resources this morning, because we had got her information and everything out there, but we have to start over again because he took too long to get the information into them, because we had a certain amount of time to get all the paperwork in, and she said if we don't get it in on time, we got to start all over again. Now we got to start all over again. I'm trying to get in touch with my brother to help me out with this. So, yeah, that's it. That's the story.
So, because you're calling family first, you did speak to Chaya. Are you Vincent?
I spoke to her a couple of days ago. And
are you Rick?
I'm Vincent. I'm the one taking care of my mom.
Got it.
My brother has all the information that you need. I'm trying to get in touch with him to let him know we got to start all over again, and I'm going to see if he's on board with me, because I've been having problems. We've been having a lot of problems trying to get him to help me out. And this one took so long. That's why we had to start all over, because he was taking his time. Whatever he was doing, I don't know. I can't say, but yes, I'm trying to start all over again now, so I mean, the information's out there, but I don't.
So let me upload your information again so that we could get one of our service coordinators to continue to follow with you so that we could push this further, okay? What's your mom's first and last name?
Fannie Hardy. Fannie Hardy.
Fannie.
No, Fannie.
Oh, Fannie. Okay.
Fanny, yes.
And her date of birth?
11/05/1939.
And her home address?
1308 South 22nd Street.
1308 South?
South 22nd Street.
And what county is this in?
It's PA.
That's the state. Philadelphia is the county?
We're in Philadelphia.
Okay, your zip code?
19146.
Okay, well, let me see where they drop off. Let me see what's going on with your mom's stuff. Is she on Medicaid, or are you trying to get her onto Medicaid?
I think she's on. I'm not sure.
I'm going to check right now. I'm going to see if she's eligible. Let me check to see where they drop the ball with you guys. Let me check to see.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Jasmine. I also work alongside with Ms. Chaya, and this is Family First Care.
I know who you are. Yeah. Okay, Jasmine. Okay. Is that a J-A-Z or
J-A-S-S-M-I-N.
Okay, Jasmine. It's different ways.
Absolutely. Yes, and Hardy is Hardy, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So she's showing, like, her Medicaid. She has Medicaid, but it's inactive. Did you call the broker?
My brother, my oldest brother, he take care of all her stuff. So I don't have any information for you about that. So,
all right, let me give you the broker's info so that you can call them and find out, or your brother can call them and say, hey, what's going on? My mom needs home care services, and her Medicaid is still inactive. What do we need to do on our part to get her activated? Because it might have been that paperwork you were talking about that they didn't put it in on time. So this will start the process over. Let me give you her information.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, honey. And what's your name? What's your name, sir?
Vincent. I'm Fanny Hardy's son. Vincent Hardy, yes.
Vincent Hardy. And you're going to be the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to call the Medicaid broker at 877.
877.
551. 4227.
4227?
Yep, that's 877.
551-4227.
You got it. And you're going to let them know, hey, my mom is in need of home care services. You know, her Medicaid is showing inactive. We want to know, you know, what can we do to reactivate it because she's in need of help at home.
Okay. I sure will do that.
Hold on one second. So it's 877-550-4227. My apologies. It's 877-550-4227.
550-4227. Okay.
And now I'm going to give you my number, so you call me directly. Stop calling the intake line for new patients because then you're just starting everything like all over. Okay. I'm going to be submitting a referral. Chaya might be following up with you and Vincent. So like that, you know, we on top of it, okay? The agency's number is 267.
267, yes.
551.
Yes, I think I have that.
7410, and my name is Jasmine, okay?
7410, Jasmine. Yes.
And I'm going to give you your mother's Medicaid ID because when you call the broker, you're going to need it, okay? It's 001-001.
Excuse me, 001?
Yep,
001-788-9304. That's 001-788-9304.
Okay. I'm going to submit another referral, okay, so that we can, you know, get her back on track. And call your brother, tell them that her Medicaid is still showing inactive, if either him or you to call the broker to see what paperwork is missing.
Okay, I'm going to give it to him because he has all her information. So
okay.
I'll give it to him. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Have a great day. You call me if you need me.
Okay, I will. Thank you so all much. Right, God bless you. Okay.
Amen. Same to you. Bye-bye. Sir. Yes. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yes.